This week on the Missouri Senate floor, you introduced a remonstrance. First off, tell us what a remonstrance is and what the goal is.
Oh, sure, Dean. And a remonstrance is really just an expression of protest. As I've talked to others about a remonstrance, I like to use the Declaration of Independence as kind of an example because people are familiar with that and they understand that the colonies listed out a list of grievances to King George and said these are the things that we want changed in order to protect our rights. And that was virtually, that was a remonstrance. It was an expression of the things, the facts that they knew, the concerns that they had. And that's all a remonstrance is. Obviously, the one that I filed is much less significant than the Declaration of Independence, but it's helpful to use something we do know about to describe something that we're not sure about. And that's what a remonstrance is. So this was an expression of a remonstrance to the governor over some of the events that we've discovered or uncovered, as you might say, with the Department of Revenue and the Department of Public Safety.
Are there any actions that come of this, or is this just a statement in record?
It's designed for action. You know, one of the frustrating things that I felt with this whole Department of Revenue investigation from the Senate side is that we really are somewhat limited in what we can do. We can subpoena documents. We can interview department heads. We can require them to testify before committees. And much of what we've learned has been in front of the Senate Appropriations Committee with Senator Schaefer kind of taking the lead there, along with Senator Sylvie and others on that committee who have pushed hard on department heads until they felt like they finally were getting to the truth. And then, of course, with Senator Schaefer's subpoena, we actually have found documents that indeed verified that some of our suspicions were accurate and that there has been misbehavior, and at least in the opinion of the Senate, by some of our officials or bureaucrats. Brian Long, who was head of the Department of Revenue, was very shortly head, has resigned already over this investigation. But one of the frustrating things is that those who are coming under the greatest scrutiny, the head of the Department of Revenue, the head of the Department of Public Safety, are those who probably were trying to just do their duty as they saw it, trying to follow the instructions of those that they serve. We have had a hard time getting beyond that glass ceiling of bureaucratic heads, department heads. A remonstrance is a constitutional approach that acknowledges the responsibility in terms of checks and balances that one branch of government has on another branch. In exercising that, we're simply from the Senate, the legislative branch, to the executive branch, to the governor, saying, Governor, we know that there have been offenses here in the Department of Revenue. We know there have been offenses in the Department of Public Safety. And yet we don't know whether you're doing any investigation on your own or not, or whether you're leaving this completely up to the legislature to investigate what looks like misbehavior, and we've confirmed it's been misbehavior. There's some obviously debate over whether it is in violation of some of the statutes. We think it is. If you talk to some of the others, maybe on the governor's staff, they may still claim some of it is not, but that investigation needs to be held. And so the remonstrance identifies what we've discovered and simply says to the governor, we demand that you do an investigation on your own, that you apply whatever discipline is appropriate, and if necessary, that you remove those officials that have been guilty of misbehavior. That's what it says, and that if anything less than that, we believe is a neglect of the governor's duty as governor.